Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
This is your Thunder Country weather update for Runnels and Swan, Knoxville, Eddyville, Carlisle, and all of southern Iowa. It's going to be a sunny Saturday today. Your high around 81 degrees. Your overnight low 63. Your Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we see the daytime highs under sunny skies in the low 80s.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ah, it's finally here. Christmas to us football junkies. Welcome in, everyone. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. We have crash landed at Ironman Field. And, gentlemen, it is almost here. It's like, you know, this is Christmas morning to us football junkies. So welcome in, everyone. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. Jackson Pence, Shane Holmes here with me on Ironman Field as we get ready to unveil Media Day and the new addition to our team here in just a second. But, guys, this is kind of like waking up Christmas morning and running down the stairs and seeing all the gifts about to be unwrapped.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait. I've waited a whole year for this, and, man, just high school football and college football in general, it's going to be a great season.
You know, end of the year, you know, after that playoff game, you're like, oh, man, how much longer? It's just so long, but it's here, man. I'm excited. Let's get going.
The grass on Ironman Field, it looks great. The field looks fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful field. You know, we get the lines up here pretty soon, and it'll be really feeling like football.
Yeah, with the scrimmage next week, I mean, these guys will be out here next Friday, so it'll be fun for Meet the Demons.
Now, the only thing I'm really worried about is Millage is down here with us, and he brought the new addition. Two new additions. We've got the new mobile studios and our new producer here with us, and I'm worried because it is so bright, it will probably kill some of this grass here in the north end zone. The video screen on this mobile production studio is... it's too bright.
Well, it's a big old screen, and it's pretty neat to have. I don't know that we need our pictures up there all big and shiny, but, yeah, it's a pretty impressive deal.
Yeah, it's nice to have. We took it one game last year, and it wasn't quite ready, but, man, it looks really good now.
What we took was just a box truck.
Yes.
Right? We had the box truck, and since then, now it has been video integrated. And going to be the mobile studio, and we got a new producer. Hello, new producer. Brian Carter's joined the team, and welcome aboard. You really have no idea what you signed up for.
I have no idea what I signed up for.
So, you know, guys, you've seen The Wizard of Oz, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you've seen The Wizard of Oz. Well, he is going to be the wizard behind the board. You know, don't look behind the screen. You're a football junkie, so, and I know that, and you've helped me coach football, but now you're going to be behind the scenes making all those video come to life.
Well, I'm going to do my best. Trevor Barlow did a great job, so I'll just listen and do what I can. Keep the mic out of my face, and that'll help me. So.
Well, soon the video will be there. Millie's, get over here. So how many lumens is this video board?
I don't even know, but the thing about Carter, he's going to be in the box. And we're parking it on the outside of the field wherever we go, so we don't have to buy him a ticket to get in.
That's how cheap my millage is. So, you know, guys, I'm excited. You know, as big as this video board is, so is this senior class. this is a huge senior class, and we know you typically can tell where leadership's going to take you. Your season's going to go where your leaders take you.
Yeah, a big senior class with a lot of experience, a lot of varsity experience with these kids. And, we were kind of surprised that they were all seniors this year. We've been watching them for a while, but it's going to be an exciting year.
Yeah, like Shane said, these guys have a lot of experience, and they played a lot of football last year. And, you know, they're part of that team last year that took this team to the playoffs. So I know they're building on that, and they'll be excited to play here in 2 weeks.
Well, Jackson, you're the shadow maker, but I think we got some guys in this crew that I think are going to make some shadows on the football field, buddy. You're going to, most of these guys at one point looked up to me. That not so much anymore. These are some big dudes.
Yeah, I know. It feels like just yesterday I was playing my last year of football with these guys, and now they're seniors. So
I can feel it, boys. I can feel it in the air tonight. Football is coming. When we come back, we're going to talk with Coach Huber, and then we'll break down these 14-star seniors when we come back to the Coach's Corner. Can you feel it, guys?
I feel something. It's like the beginning of football. It's something's in the air.
Phil Collins is somewhere.
7:55 to go. Lots of time in this ball game.
Blue Demons look like they came to play tonight.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord.
We're scoreless here from Ironman Field.
I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord.
And this is just a dog looking for a bone right now.
Can you feel it?
Down. Being pursued is Wynn. He's going to keep it. He's got some running room. 25, 20, 15, 10 down the sidelines. Touchdown, Albia. Here's the pass out to the flat. Complete. Connor Fisher. Across the 25, out across the 30. It's got a receiver open downfield. Once again, complete. Pickle. Connor Pickrell with the reception. Albia with a big third down conversion all the way to the 30-yard line.
Shotgun formation. Quarterback loses on the ground. Albia's going to get the turnover on downs. Stays on his feet. Gets the block. He's got some running room. Through a seam. The 30. Tripped up at the 30-yard line. He's going to have the first down.
Has the first down. On his way down the sideline. That is Fisher. Fisher stays on his feet, fights through two other defenders, drags the Mustang inside the 5-yard line. It's going to be goal to go by the Blue Demons.
Summer is here, and at Community First Credit Union, we have to ask, have you thought about where you'd like to be next summer? Would you like to be in a new house, new vehicle, enjoying retirement? We have a hot deal to help. With a minimum of $1,000, get a 13-month certificate account at 5.15% annual percentage yield. And start building your savings this summer to be prepared for next. Get details and apply online today at c1stcu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Brenna Whitney from Moravia High School and Ethan Stalzer from Albia High School recently participated in the National Electric Cooperative Youth Tour of Washington, D.C. They joined 35 other student leaders from Iowa. This week-long leadership development program offers high school students the chance to learn firsthand about government, the electric cooperative business model, and current issues in the energy industry. For more information on how you can participate in CVC's 2025 Youth Tour program, visit cvrec.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
I hear that wind whistling through those microphones. That's a welcome sight, and not necessarily to a broadcaster, but it is to my ears because that means that we're on a football field someplace or out in the open. And Shane Holmes, I've been, as you said in the intro, you know, the moment we walked off that field that night, closing down the equipment, it seemed like it was going to be an eternity before we get things back on the air. Miss my family, my football family, and but here we are, buddy.
Yeah, this is the best, hopefully, you know, 10, 12 weeks of the year, you know, of the year. And, but I just, all summer, you hate to lose summer, but this is a great way to end your summer and start your fall.
Well, we ended in the playoffs, where you want to be. And Jackson Pence, the shadow maker, that you know, that was the expectations of the program going into. I think it took another step up on the ring this year because I think this football team with these seniors, and we'll talk with your coach Eber in just a second, you left knowing that you got to the playoffs, but I think this team in that time between has been thinking about not getting to the playoffs but walking up the stairs in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, these guys right here behind me, these 14 seniors, these guys played a lot last year. And they were part of that team that took Albia back to the playoffs. And, man, these guys have a lot to build on from last year. You know, with all the practices and stuff, these guys are not working just for the first round. They want to get farther and farther into October and eventually maybe end up in Cedar Falls where the ultimate end goal is.
Playing in November and indoors is a good feeling. And that's what those guys, you know, that's what they've had since they were little kids. Hard to believe, Coach Huber, here we are, buddy, on one wheel. You come into the program, your team is on all four, but you're hobbling around here, but I got to be excited about this season and a large senior class.
Yeah, it's exciting. This is the biggest group of seniors we've had in a long time, and, you know, just getting them there and all the work we put in this summer, it's going to be an exciting season, and we're ready to go.
Coach, you're talking about all the work you put in this summer. One of the big things you always encourage heavily is the weight room. What kind of weight room activity did you have this summer?
You know, it was good. I think this is the biggest numbers we've had in the weight room, and guys are getting extra workouts and stuff in as well. But just really surprising, and not just the football players, but overall our athletes in general through the school. Coach Isley and Coach Folks did a great job this year and had a ton of kids in there, and you can see it's really shown this fall.
You were telling me earlier that, you know, you've had a lot of participation this year, and, you know, the way it is now, you can practice a little earlier, and you guys, sounds like you're almost in, you know, early season form with all the practices you've had.
Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to get a lot of summer work in, and these guys put that time and effort in, and, you know, getting through the playbook early, and now it's a lot of review and just fine-tuning things. So really impressed with the guys. You know, the thing is, once you put pads and stuff on, you kind of take a step back with knowing stuff, and you kind of not remember everything. But the guys have done a good job with it. Next week we'll get in full pads and do some hitting, so we're really going to see what we're going to be able to do.
Coach, with a lot of returning players from last year, what's been the biggest difference from this year to last year?
I think just seeing how hungry they are. I mean, last year we had a great group of seniors leading them, and now we got more this year. And once they made the playoffs last year, they got to see what that's like and go through that process. I think they've built that hunger up and are excited. Normally when you have a good group of seniors and a big group, you can do special things with them. They have a lot of playing experience, and I think that's going to help this season.
Let's go back on that experience quite a bit. You know, you had a lot of these guys have played a lot. A lot of them probably even played as sophomores. And, boy, you just can't teach experience. Even if you got a really skilled kid, it's a little different out there on that football field, and especially with your playoff experience, and that gives them guys something to reach for.
Right, and even that extra week of practice. You know, a lot of teams don't get that opportunity to get another week of practice in when the regular season's over. So, like you said, a lot of them have played since sophomores and filled in a lot of spots, and they've really put in that effort. And just seeing what they've done has been really impressive. And the guys that didn't, they're filling in those spots that they needed to fill in. And we got some younger guys coming up, too, that are filling in spots. And what's great is when you have this many kids, and I think this is one of the biggest rosters we've had in a while, you get kids pushing each other, and that's what you need.
Coach, can I talk about your coaching staff and how the, you know, Coach Odafer bringing back on the defense, Coach Crawl on the offense? Can I talk a little bit about your coaching staff?
Yeah, I tell you what, I wouldn't trade this coaching staff for anyone. This is a great group of guys. They put a lot of time and effort in, and I couldn't do it without them. If I didn't have them, we'd be in trouble. But those guys put a lot of time and effort in, spend a lot of time away from their families, and I just appreciate them a lot. They care about Albia football as much as I do, and I'm just excited to see what they're going to do for this season as well.
Coach, you know, once again, you got a lot of seniors and a lot of experience on offense. So can you kind of tell us what your offense is going to look like? It's great that you got a senior quarterback this year, so we expect big things out of him.
Yeah, you know, Luke's coming back again, so 2 years experience at quarterback and just a lot of playing experience. But, you know, our offense, we're going to look a lot like we did last year. We're going to be a balanced offense, and we're going to use the tools we have. We got speed. We got some big guys at line. I'm not going to give every little thing out, but just a good group of kids. And, you know, I think once you get a couple years in that playbook and we've developed what we wanted to do, it makes things a lot easier where you can go off those plays and add to it or take things away and just fine-tooth the stuff that you want to be able to do and take advantage of the players that you have.
And I'd also like you to comment on the heart of this football team every year is your offensive line. And you lost a couple of really good linemen last year. Can you kind of walk us through that and who you got playing there?
Yeah, we did, you know. And we're still looking. We're still evaluating. We got another week before, but we've got a lot of guys stepping in. We got some new kids coming up, and we're big this year up front. That's what's nice. We got a lot of big-sized kids, and they're battling for those spots, and that's what we want them to do. And, you know, just take advantage of the opportunities that they've been given. And the thing is, we got a little depth there. We haven't had depth in some positions the last couple of years. This year we got some depth and positions we need, and we got the great thing about the line this year is without being told, they started learning all the different positions. They don't know just one position. They know all the spots, and that wasn't, you know, prompted by Coach Aluska. Those guys took it upon themselves to do it because they know, hey, a guy can go down at any time, and they're willing to do what's best for the team.
Coach, one of the three parts of the football game that we haven't talked about is special teams. How important is special teams going to be for your team this year?
They're huge. And, you know, last year Coach Aluska did a great job with them, and we took advantage of that. That's that hidden yardage we always talk to the guys about. And when you take advantage of those special team opportunities, it sets that field up where you're going to get some other yards out of it. And just making plays on that's huge, and that's going to give opportunity for some of our younger guys and some skills guys as well, some more playing time. So there's a lot of spots open for grabs, but we got a lot of guys that can fill in a lot of spots for us this year.
Coach, you talked about Coach Odafer earlier. What are you seeing out of this defense so far in practice?
Well, you know how Coach O is. We're going to be aggressive, and we're going to fly to the football. And he's done a great job with getting these guys ready. And I know he's going to put the best group of guys on the field we can. And, again, we got some depth in positions, and that's what we want, not just one guy in a spot. We got some depth. We got guys that are willing to do what they need to do for the team. And we're going to be that aggressive football team like we always are, and Coach O is going to have them ready to go.
Well, speak of the devil, here is Coach O come rolling in here, and Coach, just talking about your defense, and you've got maybe one of the best ingredients to putting a defense out there, and that is you've got some bodies, man. You got some guys that got some experience. I think this defense comes back with a little bit of not having to relearn things or learn things new because you got some experience there.
Yeah, it's really nice to have some experience. We've been pretty lean the last couple of years, and we've also had some injuries that hit you like every season. So knowing that we got guys coming back that have some experience, but also a lot of sophomores and juniors that are capable of playing varsity spots and giving you some depth behind those guys is going to be really important too.
Your defense has done a really good job. You've done a really good job of leading this defense by allowing guys to play. You run a complex system, but it's taught in such a way that these guys can just go out and make plays.
Yeah, that's our message, guys. We want them to play fast. So unless they think the more valuable they're going to be, the more aggressive they can be. So we want to try to get after people. And how we have it kind of structured and tweaked over the last so many years, you know, you kind of learn what kids will understand and what kids can do. And we see everything from five wide to, you know, double tight wing back stuff. So we got to be able to be flexible, but also simple enough where our guys are going to be able to execute what we ask them to do.
Well, one of the things that we enjoy most when your defense is really at its efficiency is, man, you guys are like sharks in a tank, man. You put a little blood, and everybody's at the ball. When you guys are at your best, it's everybody's at the football making a big play.
Yeah, pursuit's big. We talk about that. And pursuit hides mistakes, hides missed tackles, and, you know, just creates energy. And good things happen when energy's around, you know, turnovers. So it's exciting when guys are flying around with the football.
Well, Coach Odeffer, thanks for stopping by, buddy. Appreciate it. And Coach Huber, man, got to have a lot of optimism going into the final 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, and again, I think that just gives a tribute to our coaches and our players, and they've put a lot of time in, and it's exciting. They're excited about the season. We're excited about the season. Our facilities look great, and we're just ready to go. It's that time of year. The nip of fall is in the air, and it's just been a great preseason.
Good stuff. All right, Holmes and the Shadowmaker, you guys ready to meet these 14 seniors?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I know them a lot, but, boy, I think they look a lot different over the summer.
Oh, my gosh. Really. Honestly. You can see that there's been some bodies in the weight room.
Yeah, you can even tell that last year, too, but Coach Isley and Coach Fulkerson have done a really good job this summer with these guys. So,
well, we're going to take a quick time out, folks. Lace them up, buckle them up, because we're going to come back. We're going to meet these outstanding 14 seniors on this Albia Blue Demon football team. It's Media Day 2024. We'll try to catch you with the cross-country team if we can. We'll catch the volleyball coach as well. But, guys, like a boat in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, a quick timeout. We're coming back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Derek Jeter for American Family Insurance.
Life's better when you're under the American Family Insurance roof, because they'll help protect your family's dreams. Whether it's a kid like me aiming for the big leagues, future rocket scientist, or a budding prima ballerina, you can count on an American Family Insurance agent to help you dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Emma Ratliff, sales unit manager, Christy Tarr, agent, at 641-673-8965 today.
CarQuest by Advance, your auto parts store in Ottumwa, is the place to go for the best parts at the best prices. Not sure what part you need? The professionals at CarQuest have many years of experience and can help you get the right part right away. They're open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 4. Don't forget about the vintage car shows the first Friday of each month. For up-to-date information, follow CarQuest by Advance Ottumwa on Facebook or stop in and see them across from John Deere on Madison Avenue in Ottumwa.
Get everything for your next project at Menards. Tackle tough jobs with Loctite Power Grab. This all-purpose construction adhesive is easy to use and bonds to a variety of materials. Plus, it's high strength, paintable, and reduces the need for clamping with 0 second instant grab. Save big money on Loctite Power Grab at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Got a lawn that's a little too much to handle? At Legends Farm and Lawn in Centerville, we've got the DeWalt tools to make your yard work less work. From leaf blowers and edgers to trimmers, pole saws, and chainsaws, if you need it, we've got it. DeWalt products are built tough to tackle any job, and we've got them right here in stock at Legends. So why struggle when you can power through? Stop by Legends Farm and Lawn on Highway 5 South in Centerville and see what DeWalt can do for you.
You're listening to The Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome in. Welcome back into The Coach's Corner. We are live from Ironman Field. And Shane, you know, there's just something that's been missing. It's the cheer.
Right. I'm just not motivated enough. I need some really good cheer to lead us into this next segment.
Pence, you know what we need?
What's that?
The perfect cheer. And we got the perfect cheerleaders. The Albia cheerleaders are here. Ladies, can you give us a couple of great cheers?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. For all of you in high fidelity, here is the Albia cheer team.
Ready, hit it.
Here we go, demons. Here we go. Here we go, demons. Here we go. Here we go, demons. Here we go.
I think they got another one for us.
All right.
Ready? Hit it.
B-L-U-E, go, big blue. B-L-U-E, go, big blue. B-L-U-E, go, big blue.
Last time.
B-L-U-E,
Coach, real quick, you got a large group of ladies.
19 this year.
19, that's, wow, it's tremendous. But you got a lot of cover. You guys got a lot of contests to cover.
Yes. Looking at 8 regular season games and then hopefully moving on.
Good stuff. Well, let's go. How many seniors you got?
7.
7 seniors. All right, let's go meet the seniors, and they'll tell us who they are. And we can't wait. We're going to get them on the air. You'll actually be able to watch this get in our pregame show. We can get you guys to come over and be a part of our pregame show.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go meet our seniors.
I'm Bailey Webker.
Lily Buckingham.
Brianna Driver.
Olivia Sheffield.
Lily Leshen.
Lila Finley.
Cassidy Thompson.
Ah, that's a large group.
That is. That's a lot of cheering right there.
Well, we got to find out, what do they enjoy most about cheering, Shane Holmes?
What is your favorite thing about cheering?
This is live radio right here.
I enjoy just doing fun things with my friends, and we have a good relationship, so it makes it a lot better.
Yeah, I enjoy the bond of the team.
Learning new things and spending time with Brittany.
The fact that whenever somebody messes up, we can just laugh.
We love Coach Brittany. She makes it the best.
Just the team in general. It makes me happy, and it makes other people happy.
And you have the best seat in the whole house, right? Watch
yeah.
the game, right
on
the
sideline. All right, now the ladies are going to be on the sideline cheering us on. Of course, we may need a cheer before. We're going to get them in our pregame. Can you come over and see us in the pregame and get us on get on Albia.tv?
Yeah.
All right, so they're going to come over and join us and be a part of the celebration getting every Friday night. It's something in the air. Something in the air. 14 seniors over here on the football team. Let's go meet some of the shadows. The Shadowmakers, Jackson Pence, we got some big dudes here.
Yeah, I know. We're starting out with running back Spencer Madison. Spencer, what's been the biggest difference for you going into your senior year?
That's another year of weightlifting, another year of off-season training and practice and stuff. I think that just makes a huge difference.
Now talk about these guys right here. These guys are your linemen. What have they been like for you in practice so far?
All the hogs have been perfect. they've been doing some great blocking. They're really good along. They made some great improvements from last year, and I'm excited to see them this season.
All right. Got another senior here in Jesse McMillan. Jesse, one of your first years playing varsity, what's it mean to you play on your senior year?
Well, I'm really excited for it. I've sat the bench for the last 3 years, and this year's going to be my chance to finally show what I can do.
You're going to have to help me with your name, buddy.
Maddox Kennedy.
Maddox Kennedy. First year at the football program here in Albia?
Second year,
okay. What's it been like to be on this team for you?
It's good. It's been a great change for me. I didn't get to play last year because of the 90-day rule for Mensumwa, but I'm looking to come get it this season.
All right. Simon Grant, Nate, 3 returners on the offensive line, defensive line last year. What's it mean for you and these 3 guys to play in your final season?
It means a lot. It's our final season to show what we can do. Really excited to spend the last season with the boys.
Grant, how about you?
Really excited. Just like clockwork at this point. Spencer needs us out here, and we are here to give him what he needs.
Nate, buddy, played with your brother last year for his final season. You know, you being senior now, what's this going to mean for you to play one more good season?
It really mean a lot, I think, to all of us if we made it to the Dome with Spencer Madison at running back carrying the ball.
All right, there you have it, boys.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. Can we come back and meet? We're going to meet the other guys. Can we do that? We got more seniors to meet. A quick timeout. We're coming back right here to Ironman Field. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Summer is here, and at Community First Credit Union, we have to ask, have you thought about where you'd like to be next summer? Would you like to be in a new house, new vehicle, enjoying retirement? We have a hot deal to help. With a minimum of $1,000, get a 13-month certificate account at 5.15% annual percentage yield. And start building your savings this summer to be prepared for next. Get details and apply online today at c1stcu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
At Ironman Field here in the Coach's Corner. The Roaming Man Cave crash landing right on the north end zone, and Jackson Pitts continue a conversation with the next group of our outstanding seniors, some guys that I think they can make the dance team. The dance team's here today, too. I mean, these guys got fancy footwork.
Yeah, I'm here with the skills position. I'm here with the wide receivers and the quarterbacks. First off, I got Rowan Archer here. Rowan, last year was a great year for you guys. What's been the biggest difference for you and this team from last year?
We bring back a lot of guys. We lost one main wide receiver on offense, but we got some people that are going to fill in that spot. We've all put that work in.
Yeah. All right, so I got Connor Pickerell here. Connor, you had some outstanding plays last year at the wide receiver position. You were telling me earlier you had a lot of off-season work. Kind of go through what you've done this off-season.
I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Go with my friends, you know, getting that exercise in. But other than that, showing up to every practice that's available.
Pokemon Go, what's that? What's Pokemon Go?
Yeah, it'd be cool to understand it.
Well, Jackson, that's going to eliminate this group.
All right, I'm here with Luke Wynn, the starting quarterback for the Albia Blue Demons. Luke, after a whole season under your belt last year, kind of talk about what this team was like compared to last year's team.
Oh, yeah. We should be very good this year. Got a lot of experience returning. The receivers, me, have a great bond, so should be pretty good.
You guys have got a lot of work, and I know you guys are really close, and you know that's really nice to have when you're the quarterback and you're throwing to all these guys who are some of your best friends. You kind of talk about that relationship you have with these guys.
Yeah, it's a lot easier when I'm best buddies all these guys because I know what they're going to do every play. They know what I'm going to do. It makes it a lot easier to complete some passes.
All right, well, I'm going to talk to Cooper Bradley. Cooper's a star linebacker for the Albia Blue Demons. Cooper had a great season last year. One of the leading tacklers for the Blue Demons. What kind of mindset do you have to play the middle linebacker position for Albia?
You just got to go in there with confidence and just do what you got to do to get the play done.
Played a little bit of quarterback, too, last year when Luke got injured there towards the end of the season. What's the mindset like being a backup to Luke, even though you play a little bit of offense at the non-quarterback position?
Yeah, you just got to know what you're doing and have confidence when you go in there and don't be scared.
All right. Well, thank you, Cooper. Here with Kaysen Baker. Kaysen Baker was an outstanding wide receiver, linebacker last year for the Albia Blue Demons. Kaysen, what's it mean to play in your final season here for Albia Blue Demons?
I mean, this is what it all comes down to. We put all the work in these past couple years, all these off seasons, and we finally get to show what we're made of.
You know, one of my favorite things that Jason says is Kaysen, the touchdown maker, Baker. So what do you think of that nickname that Jason gave you?
I love it. I mean, he's been calling me that since 5th and 6th grade, and I hope I can hear some more on the radio.
All right. Well, thank you, Kaysen. Here with Ty Moeller. Ty Moeller, wide receiver?
Yeah.
Wide receiver. Okay, Ty. What's been the most fun thing about practice so far for you?
All the conditioning. Real fun.
What's that been like for you? What kind of conditioning are you guys doing?
Gassers, 40s, ladders, all those types of things.
Fun stuff, right?
Yeah.
Wait a second. You guys were doing gassers in the mobile studio earlier. Was that
a whole different thing?
Ty, what is a gasser?
So you go from one side of the field to the other, and then you could do it again, and that's one.
Yeah, that's different than what we were doing in the mobile studios, Shane.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for talking, Ty. Yep. Now I got Matt Selby. Matt Selby, outstanding wide receiver for the Albia Blue and corner, right? Yes, outstanding corner and wide receiver. Matt had some outstanding plays last year. He's super quick on the outside. What's been some things you've worked on this offseason to get better from last year?
Just working on my speed, make sure I get all those plays down, going to all the practices, just getting ready for the season.
You played a lot of minutes at the wide receiver position last year. What's it like to have Luke as your quarterback this year?
Man, it's just awesome. I love that guy. He really throws the ball well, and I feel like we got a great connection going. Hoping to keep going this year.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt. Now I got Barrett. Barrett, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
What position are you playing this year?
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Barrett, you're a bigger guy, more like a tight end body. What's been the most fun thing about playing wide receiver so far this year?
Just getting to meet all the other guys and play with them throughout my entire season.
putting in a lot of work, learning all the plays, catching great balls from Luke.
With this being your final season, what's it mean to wear this jersey one more time this season?
I mean, it's great. I got a lot of memories on all these fields. Good practices, great conditioning.
Toast to New York time.
That's right. All right, Jason, I'll send it back to you.
All right, Tayo, we'll send it back over to all three of us here, guys. You're standing out here in Iron Midfield. We're going to meet the cross-country team here in a second, Shane. And you talk about the expectations here for the football. Now, I think they got those same type of expectations on the cross-country. We'll talk to Coach Ratliff here in a second. But, man, I think we're going to have a fun fall.
Oh, definitely. You know, you talk about the cross-country team. It's great to see the high numbers they have. And, you know, that says a lot about Coach Ratliff and, you know, the leaders on that team. I think they all push each other. You don't think it was cross-country necessarily as a team sport, but at practice it is because it sounds like they really push each other every day.
Yeah, and that's been a common theme. Yes, and it starts years ago. He's built this because he's taken those senior leadership and they instill it and they just pass it on. So I know they do really well at relays at track, but it's the same concept at cross country because they got to pass that baton on to the next group of kids coming in, and it's been handed off again.
Oh, yeah. These cross country kids behind me, they had a great season last year, both the boys and the girls. The girls almost had a state champion in McKenna Montgomery, so they're going to be locked and loaded with a preseason ranking number two.
All right, guys, I got to look at that football team. Impressive. You know, I had almost forgotten. Shane, I'm over there talking, getting everybody lined up, and talked about getting the seniors out there, and I'm suddenly he's going, there's 14. Like, oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it.
You know, we knew they had a big team last year, a lot of juniors last year, but I kind of forgot how many, and wow, that's what a blessing to have so many seniors. I mean, some teams are hard to put that many kids out hardly on their team.
Yeah, you can really tell these guys really like each other. You know, when they're standing over here in the line, they're goofing off, they're having a good time, but they're really close seniors, and that's good to see when you have a big class like that. They're all best friends.
Now, the question is, guys, after seeing them, you know, I think my expectations may be pretty high for this football team.
It's hard not to when you look at this group of seniors that we have and then this team in general. There's a lot of young guys that played minutes last year that are ready to play more this year. So it's going to be a great season, and I can't wait to see what Coach Odafer, Coach Huber, and Coach Kroll and the rest of the staff have in store for these guys. But, man, it's going to be a great season.
We're going to talk a lot about quarterback play and the athletes, you know, the guys that are going to touch the ball often, Shane. And I'm excited because you got an outstanding senior quarterback there who's electrifying with the football in his hands. But then you got Cooper Bradley, who could be that backup, or they could throw in and diversify guys around. But as excited I am about the skill guys who are outstanding, fast, and athletic, that offensive line and defensive line are going to be stout.
And, you know, let's touch on the quarterbacks a little bit. You know, we got an amazing athlete in Wynn and Cooper, both of them. They both have a lot of the same qualities, and leadership skill is an amazing thing to have. I mean, if you have all the technical things, is great, but if you're not a good leader, it doesn't mean much, and I think we got two good leaders there.
Absolutely, and Jackson, I think you pinpointed it, meeting the guys over here, is they like each other. Okay, it's one thing to be the leader, and I got to follow that guy, but then, you know, and I think Luke even mentioned that.
Yeah, you can really tell these guys rally around him as their quarterback. Him and Cooper both. There's a lot of teams that Cooper would probably start as their quarterback.
Absolutely. That's top two quarterbacks in the district, maybe on this football team.
Yeah, that's really impressive that Albie has two of those guys. And just in case Luke were to get hurt or can't play for the game, you got somebody that can come right in and run the offense just the way that Luke can. So that's great for the coaching staff to have. And, man, this team, I'm just so excited to watch them play in 2 weeks.
And we're talking about the skill guys, but Holmes, really, those guys up front just – I'm impressed. Man, they're big dudes, but they're athletically big dudes.
Yeah, and, you know, a couple have really a lot of experience, so you can't beat that on the line. And, you know, plus the size. Man, you know, if you get in front of somebody on that line, you're going to do something, and we got some dudes up there.
Got some dudes. Hey, guys, the district, too. I mean, look at this district. Here's the district breakdown. We had, of course, Albia, Central Lee, Davis County, Mediapolis, Mid-Prairie, West Burlington. Yeah, there's some names in there. There's some names.
Yep, some familiar faces, too, for some Albia football fans, too. So a lot of these teams on this district list were former teams of Albia. Central Lee, we've played them a lot the past couple of years. Davis County is a rivalry game. Mediapolis was a really good football team last year. We saw that. Mid-Prairie is obviously a really good football program over there in Wellman. And West Burlington, who we saw come here a couple last year, and they were really good. So this is going to be a great district, but there's a lot of opportunity there for Albion.
Yeah, I really like the fact of what we got returning in comparison to where we were a year ago, Shane. I really like the shakeup of this district.
Oh, definitely. And I really think the strength of this team was built last year with those seniors that have left and left such an imprint on these younger athletes we have, and I think they learned a lot from them, guys.
Guys, I'm excited. I think there's a little optimism, not only some football in the air, some optimistic football that's in the air tonight.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. 2 weeks. Here we go.
Here we go. Hey, a quick timeout. We'll come back. We're going to talk with Coach Ratliff. He's going to run by, and we'll meet some of the seniors on this cross-country team as Media Day continues here from the Coach's Corner.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Brenna Whitney from Moravia High School and Ethan Stalzer from Albia High School recently participated in the National Electric Cooperative Youth Tour of Washington, D.C. They joined 35 other student leaders from Iowa. This week-long leadership development program offers high school students the chance to learn firsthand about government, the electric cooperative business model, and current issues in the energy industry. For more information on how you can participate in CVC's 2025 Youth Tour program, visit cvrec.com.
Oh, we're getting powered up. Our new producer, Brian Carter. Brian, you're getting to see the sausage made, or do you still want to eat at the table?
Oh, I think I'm doing all right. This is okay.
You know, let's give a shout out to Coach Barlow. The mastermind, Barlow, he's one of the most faithful listeners.
Yeah, how you doing, Barlow? It was great working with you last year, and looks what happened after just hanging around you. Now I'm with these guys.
Did you bring the flux capacitor with you? Because Barlow kind of figured out how to make that work. Because I'm going to tell you, he came in, and when we were first drawing up these blueprints for the madness, and I think if he saw the mobile studio, I think he'd be quite jealous because he was putting parts together literally while we're on the air. He was building our airplane.
Right. I'm sure he was using duct tape and twist ties and all that stuff. And now you have a truck like this. This is pretty phenomenal.
So you're the guy behind the scenes. And we're going to meet to Coach Ratliff here in just a second, cross country. By the way, you're going to be following cross country because you got a cross country runner as well.
That's right. I got an eighth grader, Casey Carter. So he's sleeping in this morning. He wanted to sleep a little bit more.
The question was, you got to make all these executive decisions, producing decisions on what video to cut, which replay. You're going to be managing a lot.
Yeah, it's he's going to make it as easy. Joe's making it easy as possible for me. But it ought to be fun. So we'll see how it goes.
We had Doc Barlow, and I don't know, the whiz that's going to be Carter. All right, Shane Holmes, who do we got here?
We have the cross-country coach, Coach Ratliff. Coach, I'll tell you what, listen to you every week on Coach's Corner, so that's how I get my info. But I tell you what, you always seem so enthused with these kids. It sounds like you guys just have a blast. And if you can have this large group of kids have fun running that long, you're doing something right.
Yeah, you know what, they're amazing. I get to work with these kids that I get. They're intelligent kids, and they want to learn. They want to be their best. And, you know, that the lesson we want in life is we want to be our best. So anybody who works with kids who doesn't have fun, you know, I'm glad that's not me because I thoroughly enjoy it. I think this is my 25th year as a head coach with the program. And, you know, every year I'm like, man, I'm getting older, but every year I'm like, man, I got to go back for one more. And, you know, this one more this year is going to be fantastic. I'm just super excited. We've got some great leaders. We've got some great senior leaders that are going to help lead us through this. You know, the coaching staff that's been put together is amazing. Coach Beal coming in with his 17th year, and Coach Buckingham, I think you're either 9 or 10, and Coach Atwood now in his fourth year with us. So, you know, we kind of have one mind when we look at the philosophy of the program and what we want to do and when we want to be our best. We know that we're going to come out a little bit short on the speed side because we train the cardio, and then we work that speed side in. And it seems to be working for our October-November plan. So we're going to keep doing what works. And like you said, I'm excited.
So you've got quite a few practices under your belt already this year, and how's that been going? Because everybody has a busy summer, but the good thing about cross country is even if you can't make it to practice, maybe you got to go on vacation with your parents. There's always somewhere to run.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to one of the seniors who was left for vacation yesterday for a few days to Minnesota, and I joked with him. I was like, hey, I got some great news for you, Dom. They've lifted the no running in Minnesota ban, so you can run while you're up there. And, he laughed, and he just asked, what my recommendation for workouts was. So, yeah, they run the program all summer. In June, I step back from all things school for the month, and the seniors usually are the ones that they get that together, and they pick 3 days a week they want to meet. And if they can't meet on those days, other kids know that they can just call one of their teammates, and they'll go for a run with them. And then we pick it up a little bit in July, and then I step in and realize that I should have been running with them in June. And then we go from there. So we're ready to kick the season off. We've had a good week this last week of running, and look for a fun season.
Well, Coach, we got some of your senior cross-country runners here. Can you tell us your name and how long you've been in cross-country?
My name is Serene Thompson, and I've been in cross-country since 7th grade.
That's very impressive. And what's your favorite thing about cross-country?
Probably the food, honestly, or the people. The people are awesome. I love this team.
So when you're done running as many miles as you run, I'm sure the food tastes even better because you've got to be starving when you work up an appetite like that.
Yeah, literally. I get home, and my mom likes to say that I eat like a bottomless pit, but I have breakfast and then maybe a second breakfast and then go from there.
Oh, you got to keep that energy up. All right. And our next senior here?
Lily Buckingham.
So, I mean, weren't you just out here a little bit ago as another? I mean, how many? Are you on the football team, too, or how many things are you doing this year?
I'm in cross country, cheer, and dance.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, and you even have time for homework, I assume.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. But So tell us, what's your favorite thing about cross country?
My favorite thing about cross country is the wonderful girls that I get to run with every day and the bond that we have formed.
And what's your guys' expectations for this season?
I feel like we just run with no expectation. We know what we want to do, and we just go out and do it.
So I was talking earlier before you guys got over here that, we had the football players out here, and they're a team. And cross country is kind of thought more of a little bit of an individual sport. But to me, it sounds like the teamwork really takes place during practice because you guys push each other really hard, don't you?
Yeah, we work really hard in practice. We know where we're supposed to be. We run against each other. It's never like a drama fest or whatever. We just know that if one person beats us one day, we just got to take two more steps to stay with them.
Yep. The final result will be a team effort then.
Yes.
All right. And our third senior?
Olivia Sheffield, and I've been doing cross country since seventh grade.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't think they even had seventh grade cross country when I was, well, that was a long time ago. So what are your expectations this year for the team?
For the team, I hope we qualify for state again. Get it 4 years in a row for us seniors now.
At that rate, I mean, that's not just an expectation. It's like we don't want to let down.
No.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then what's your favorite part about cross country and the team?
It's definitely the team. We lost 3 amazing teammates last year, but we've gained like 10 to replace them. So I think it'll be a very good year.
And that's really important to point out that you guys have such a large team, and it goes right back to the coach and how much fun he must make it or how close you guys are all, because it's a hard sport, you know. It's not something that you just kind of do willy-nilly. You think, I'll just go out for that and see what it's like. You're working your tail off, so that's great to see the numbers are so high.
Yep, we put in lots of miles.
All right. And your name, sir?
My name is Bryson Dykes.
And how long have you been in cross country?
This is actually my first year.
Oh, that's great to see. Are you a senior this year?
I am.
Oh, that's great. You took this year to give it a try and see what it's like.
Yep.
So you've had some practices under your belt. I haven't had your first meet yet.
No, haven't had my first meet, but the first few practices have been really good.
So are you pretty excited for that first meet to see what it's going to be like?
Yes, sir. I'm incredibly excited.
All right. Well, good luck for the rest of the future, and thank you very much.
No problem. Have a great day.
You bet. And we are going back to Jason Summers back in the clubhouse.
Hey, I'm over here. I'm sitting inside the mobile studio. This is what's pretty cool, guys, is that the mobile studio allows me to get in. And the production, by the way, when people come to the ball games, they're going to see us. The pregame show is going to take place out on Washington, Benton Ave, or B Avenue. Yeah, I can, Washington's where the administration office are. B Avenue is where they kick the ball out of that that south end zone. And we'll be out there in... the mobile studio will be there. The production will be all inside the mobile studio when we go on the away games. It is our hope and expectation. Of course, we are at the mercy of those who are hosting us to have the video board up so those at the game can watch and we can broadcast from the studio, the mobile studio.
And I just got to say, you know, this will be my beginning of my eighth year.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe I've been here that long, yeah. But I can't believe I've done anything for 8 years, let alone this. But every year, Millie's just something new every year. It's pretty impressive that the technology just keeps growing.
Well, the technology keeps growing, but Joe is not. I think he's actually lost some weight. Yeah, he's shrunk. Well, you know, I don't know if it's because you're losing weight or if the shadow's just standing next to you. Because he makes everybody look. This is the whole thing. We had to strategically place me in the broadcast because I'm dwarfed by you two.
That's down in the middle, Jason.
Yeah, no. It's a.
I feel like we just got to enjoy it while we can. Because you know he's coming up with some AI sports announcers.
Exactly.
And, I mean,
we can get Dan and Jason's voice on there.
Yes. No, I promise you, if there was a way to AI me out, he's trying to find a way. Unlike you, Shane, you can't believe it's been 8 years. Millie can't believe I've been here this long with the plan.
I don't, you only use AI if you're wanting to save money. You guys don't get paid to begin with, so.
it would actually be a pay increase if we didn't, you know. Actually could make some money on a Friday. Nobody understands that Fridays are gone, baby.
Pretty funny. A fake person can make more than a real person.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
The worst part is they might have more personality, you know, the computer sometimes, I feel like, than me anyway.
Well,
not you.
I'm excited, guys. The unveiling of the teams, obviously, there's some optimism there, but I'm just excited about being back in the action and hanging out. You know, the what I love, Jackson, and I don't know if you've experienced this yet, is the interaction with our family. I call it the football family because on Friday nights, the audience becomes part of our family. But I love when people stop. I'll be at a gas station someplace. I was up in Indianola, and I'm at a gas station, and I was talking to my wife, and I said something, and I hear the voice on the other side go, "Are you that guy?" I'm turning around, look over here, and it depends on who that guy is. And I said, "Are you that guy on the radio?" And then they start talking about listening on Friday nights, the number of people who listen in and become part of our family. It's kind of fun to hear their version of. I think they think we're trying to be funny. I think sometimes they think we're making this stuff up.
Well, we are not.
Yeah. So
we try not to.
It's a show within a show. That's all I'll say about it. We need to do a documentary on just the setup and the finding signals. And
no, I don't think anyone would really want to see how flawed it usually is getting on the air and how, you know, and Brian, who is going to be the new whiz in the broadcast, Brian Carter, we talk about Barlow building the airplane while it's flying, literally in the duct tape and the ties. There were times when we were going on the air, not knowing if we're on the air, going onto the air, and Barlow was throwing things together, and he looked like a wild man.
He did, but Coach Barlow is just a great guy, and he's super smart with all that technology, so we're going to miss him, but I'm glad we got Brian here to help us out, so I'm excited to get to know Brian over these next couple months.
Me too, and Brian's going to be like our Elon, because now we have Elon actually integrated into our podcast.
You just answered my question because, you know, we had Barlow, the doc, the nickname. We don't want to call him Brian Carter. I mean, that's just too simple. So it's Elon. I guess you just figured that out.
Elon.
Elon, BC, right? Elon BC.
There you go.
I think we're on something. I don't know what it is, but I suggest you don't take it. Hey, a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up here from Ironman Field, the Coach's Corner, the fastest hour on all the radio. About to be in the books. And hello, 2024. Hello, fall sports. Are you ready?
We're getting ready. We'll be right back.
Derek Jeter for American Family Insurance.
Life's better when you're under the American Family Insurance roof because they'll help protect your family's dreams. Whether it's a kid like me aiming for the big leagues, future rocket scientist, or a budding prima ballerina, you can count on an American Family Insurance agent to help you dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Emma Ratliff, sales unit manager, Christy Tarr, agent, at 641-673-8965 today.
CarQuest by Advance, your auto parts store in Ottumwa, is the place to go for the best parts at the best prices. Not sure what part you need? The professionals at CarQuest have many years of experience and can help you get the right part right away. They're open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 4. Don't forget about the vintage car shows the first Friday of each month. For up-to-date information, follow CarQuest by Advance Ottumwa on Facebook or stop in and see them across from John Deere on Madison Avenue in Ottumwa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back into the fastest hour on all radio. The Coach's Corner about to go in the books. And, you know, the one thing that we have not ever been able to figure out, even with the Doc Barlow and now Elon on the team, Joe Millage, is a time stretcher. Because, buddy, we're going to need it, and particularly on Friday nights.
Yeah, we're adding another school this year. We have the contract with the Ottumwa Schools, so now we're at eight agreements with schools to do all of their broadcasts. So North Mahaska, Moravia, Eddyville, Oskaloosa, Sheraton, Albia, and now Ottumwa.
And all on Thunder.tv. You can go to Thunder TV. Jacob, did he miss one?
He did, Sigourney Kyoto as well.
Yeah. You explained to Lee Crawford how you forgot him. We would not forget the Cobras. We would not. Just saying. Millage, we understand where he, you know, his priorities, Shane Holmes. All right, guys, are you ready to grab your crystal ball?
I think so.
Okay, let's look into the crystal ball. All right, your fearless forecast for the 24 football season for the Albie Blue Demons, Shane Holmes.
I have a playoff prediction. I think we'll make the playoffs again this year with, I'll say, three losses.
Like the optimism, I think.
I'm going to go with the second-round playoff appearance, and I'm going to go 9-3. 9-2, 9-3.
Yeah, I like your guys' optimism. I will tell you that I see the playoffs into the crystal ball, and I see a hosting of the first-round playoff game at Ironman Field, and I see Elon having to pull together all the bags of the tricks. And are you ready, Elon?
I think I'm ready.
All right. I'm also seeing a Coach Barlow appearance at some point. Foggy. That's what I'm hoping for. All right, guys. Great team. Going to be a lot of fun. Folks, that bumper music you're hearing right there, that's our countdown music. You guys feel that? You got to time it out just right. You know, the expertise of a contractor is not in building. It's hiding their mistakes.
That's what we got Jacob for.
That's what we got Jacob for. Now Elon is on the crew. And Jackson, are you ready to throw the shadow on the field?
I am. Looks like we're already in midseason form.
All right. You can listen to Coach Clark. Have a great Saturday.
You're at